You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time today. Whatever it means for you in your club, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
Welcome to We'll Talk About That Later, a weekly football podcast giving you the insights, opinions, occasional facts, and the odd outlandish agenda on the footballing world. Whilst I have your attention, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WTATLOfficial. That's one of the ways you can keep up with Man of the Week. You can also follow us on TikTok at WTATL.podcast. And without further ado, this is episode number
150. 150.
Milestones.
And two of our, you know, colleagues, I don't know what to call it, co-hosts, colleagues, whatever, they're not here to celebrate this 150. Yeah, but
we don't know where Tanya is, but Mark, he said, "Oh, I need a break, flipping wassy old bro." That's what happens when you get some flipping
We still deliver because I feel like a fight promoter.
You do.
Because today.
Yeah, Dana
today
Dana
White. Is the day that we've been waiting for. To my left, in the blue corner. No, I'm joking. But we've got Kojo here. And the best thing about this is I get like a seat like in between both of you. Because they're facing eye to eye. So today we actually have Kojo v. Abdi. Everybody's been waiting for this.
I'm glad you did.
Everybody.
I'm glad you didn't say it. I'm glad you didn't say special guest because I wouldn't have said that. Wow. I said piece of work.
No, Kojo's my special guest.
I said piece
Appreciate
of work.
That.
He's my special
Decorum,
guest.
Decorum, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but for those of you who don't know, who's Kojo? Like, that's just the name, we don't know you. What if someone started listening to a podcast?
That was a backhanded
today,
compliment.
Who are you? Explain yourself.
I'm Kojo from the Free Me Foot podcast. You should know that. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you don't know, you got to get to know, you know what I'm saying? So, thank you. Beautiful.
I would have preferred Cahill, but whatever, innit?
Well, you know, when Gil has the chest to turn up.
And we also do have another guest that's running late.
Yeah.
We've also got Elijah from the Aggregate Score. He'll be joining us shortly. Would you want me to do the...
No, well, only a short kick.
Oh, that's not the right
what
one.
What are you doing, bro?
No, which one's
what
the... That one, yeah. Yeah, because he's late, innit? So...
This guy.
Right, bro, man has scratched me, bro.
Yeah, but look, you're pressing every single button and then you complain about Tanya.
All right, okay. So, Kojo, thank you very much for joining.
Always.
We do appreciate you. But
I've been waiting
before
for this
we actually start
time,
talking
bro.
About some World Cup stuff, because it is World Cup season, so we are going to be amicable. We're not going to go in straight into
can we get a little bit?
No, I'm just saying.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
We're not going
to
be amicable because generally we are talking about, you know, more neutral stuff.
Mm.
My team, obviously I'm England, but I'm also Somalia. Somalia are not in the World Cup. So I do support, I partly support Ghana, obviously, because they're an African nation. Mm. I also do partly support Brazil as well because of Neymar, Martinelli, Jesus, all of these guys.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm being amicable. However, let's start with how you were talking all this crud while I wasn't here before about Man United and all that stuff and a certain number 7 who's your GOAT.
Mm.
And what?
Love it.
A couple months later, everything's burnt down to the ground now. But so what? 5 points, there's 5 points clear over here and your situation over there. So talk to me.
Oh, no, that's all cute. You know, the thing is, you talked about coming here when you're not here. And the thing is, I stepped into your territory and you still didn't show up. So, hey, well enough for coming for the first time. But anyway.
I've been here, yeah, every week.
Not when I've been here.
Okay. I'll be completely honest. You're my replacement, innit? That's the thing. You're just
my replacement.
You're a temporary. I'm not here, they need to bring you in it.
So. Oh, that's a damn shame because I thought you really wanted to challenge me. But hey, talk about. Anyway.
Brother, I'll be honest.
It's all right, man.
I'll be honest. I really wanted to be here when you're here. But when I'm on holiday, I don't think about you that much.
neither do I think about you. But when I listen to the show, when you mention my name, hey. But anyway. You perform like Una Emery, so it is what it is. But anyway.
What does that mean? Beating you?
I love this game!
What does that mean? Holding it, what, you holding a 3-1? Is that what you mean?
No, it means
performing like Una Emery.
No, it means it's Arsenal legacy, but we move. look, you guys are doing your thing. And look, the thing is, before I go into the crud, I'll be very honest. At the beginning of the season, I said it wouldn't be Liverpool challenging for the title. It's going to be Man City and one of the North London clubs. and whoever wins the first game out of those two will challenge consistently with City. I don't know how far they're going to go into it, but it's what it is. And it's you, man. So, well done. Congratulations.
Let me correct you there quickly, yeah?
Go on.
They're challenging us, yeah?
Oh, here we go.
Because we're in the seat, yeah?
Here we go. Here we go.
You sound like
people that wear red.
We're 5 points clear
in Merseyside. I can't remember who it is, but anyway.
Well, they see success way more than you in it, bruv. Because certain men who wear red.
Hold on. That's a lie. Because they're not more successful.
Well, recently.
Than us.
I mean, recently.
Oh, yeah, recently. That's beautiful. Recently. After 30 years of waiting. Okay.
Hey, listen. I hate Liverpool as much as I hate Man United, yeah? So
okay, yeah.
I ain't going to sit here and defend Liverpool. And
Mark, it sounds like you are.
Mark does that every
week. Sounds like you are.
I should have brought popcorn.
But no, you guys are doing your thing. Like, you talk about
Mark, Mark would have melted by now anyway.
So he's a fool. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
I know he's not here, but because when he came on, Cahill, that is, when he came on to the podcast, he was massively like hated Arteta and everything was doom and gloom. Understandably, because, you know, things weren't the best.
Yeah.
I wonder how, and obviously I don't expect you to speak for him, but because you do a show with him and you guys talk. You know, all the time. What's his mindset saying? Where is he at now?
Right now, he's eating humble pie.
Okay.
Because I mean, no, it's true. I mean,
yeah, even, a lot of Arsenal fans are.
Yeah, bro, exactly. Even me, like, you know,
look at me, bro. I'm full of it.
Even me, I was trying to say at first, I'm trying to see what he's doing, but at some point, it just wasn't. Nothing was showing up, and then out of nowhere, he just got it right. You know what I mean? And now it's starting to. It's consistently getting it right now. But it's a season of eating humble pie because me and him also berated Eddie Howe when he first got sacked or he left Bournemouth, which is where it was. And when Newcastle hired him, we were like, oh, come on, man, not this guy again. And I mean, look at what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just humble pie. But Kel was happy, man. And look, I get it for Arsenal fans because, number one, I mean, I've been around Arsenal fans all my life. My cousins, my friends, you know, some of my uncles.
So what happened to you?
Exactly.
That's what happened to me, boy. I supported a team that won treble and then three leagues consistently in a row.
But how old were you in the treble? Come on, man.
Are you going to lie and say you got an uncle in Manchester time?
I was seven. No. Okay. The truth, we know about how I spoiled my night. Okay, so if I'm being honest, when I was younger, I was more going in the direction of Leeds. And I said Leeds.
What?
Newcastle. And the reason why I said I liked Newcastle was because of Laurent Robert. So I liked players when I was growing older because I'm left footed. So because he's left footed and how he struck the ball, it gassed me. So I used to go to the playground and want to smack the ball as hard as him. I know Laurent Robert of all people was like, okay, but that was my guy.
Laurent Robert was a baller.
He was
Ben Arthur before Ben Arthur.
But then my dad, so people will know Ghanaians, when it comes to support English teams, is either Man United or Arsenal. Back then anyway, it was not really anybody else. Maybe Liverpool further back. And my dad was a Man United fan. Yeah. So growing up, when I started getting a bit more excited about Newcastle, he was like, hold on, no, we're not doing that.
What, did you ask for a Newcastle shirt for Christmas?
I think I asked him for something involving Andy Cole, because Andy Cole at the time was at Newcastle.
Yeah.
So I wanted like a shirt or something, because back then they had, rather than the football shirts, you had like players on shirts. And you can get them for like 10 or 20 quid, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted one of those, and he was like, no, I support Man United, what are you doing? Like, you can't support another team. So I think I must have been, I mean, I remember watching The Trouble at Home. It still didn't register with me too tough because I wasn't a full-fledged Man United fan that time.
Yeah.
But around, I think, 2001 or 2002, he took me to Old Trafford. And
that
was my first actual stadium experience. And it was a lovely night. You know, Man United won the game. All the fans were nice, you know. So I kind of enjoyed that so much that I said, okay, you know what, let me follow my dad. And from there, it's just been United all the way.
Right.
So I do have a soft spot for Newcastle, but it's Man United.
I respect that. I respect that. Andy Cole. I like Andy Cole because Andy Cole was like for Man United and Newcastle fans. He was the Ian Wright. Ian Wright for Arsenal fans, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was a
shooter. Crazy because he played for Arsenal, so, wasn't he, when he was young?
Yeah.
So
he was a shooter, bro.
Yeah.
He's got 187 Premier League goals, one penalty.
Yeah, that's
good. And he's still not talked about as one of the best in the Premier League when you talk about the
base. No, they have to, bro. In terms of shooters, bro, and England as well. The fact that he never played more for England as well.
Yeah,
without waste man sharing them.
That's England, isn't it? So,
but even Ian Wright didn't play enough for England.
Yeah,
true.
Bro, that era of English strikers. Now we're scrambling, thinking
it's just
Wilson
Kane
or Tammy or
it's Kane and Baez,
or Tony or whatever. Before it was like Les Ferdinand, Ian Wright, Shearer, Sheringham, Sutton, Cole. Bro, all
Sutton,
these man, bro.
Chris Sutton.
Hey, Sutton.
No, I know he had that one season with Blackburn, but
bro, and you move it forward like Michael Owen, bro.
Michael Owen, yeah. What, Heskey as well?
Yeah.
Nah, bruv. Yeah. Do you know what's mad, yeah? Is every now and then, yeah, a Heskey comp will come on the on the Twitter. It'll come like him in 2001, bullying defenders, just make his space, and he had a good productive year that year. And then people were like, KSI ruined this guy's career. like KSI is responsible for him missing open goals, bruv. Getting 3 goals a season for Wigan.
Hasn't he got 100 Premier League goals though?
Yeah.
100 Premier League goals, probably over like 78 seasons, bro.
Well, and that Germany 5-1 game is probably his highlight.
Even 5-1 and even Heskey scored. That's not a good thing to think, bro. He probably looks back on it with fond memories. They're like, actually, they're taking a piss out of me. Do you want to get in some World Cup chat now?
Let's do it.
We don't want to hear about Kojo anymore, bro.
Oh, look at this guy.
So last week, we only spoke about two games, which was the England game and the Qatar game. Mm. But since then, we've had a plethora of football games to delve into. We've had 10 a.m. games, we've had 12 or 1 p.m. games, we've had 4 p.m. games, 7 p.m. games. I love it.
I can't lie. This week, I watched a few games and I questioned whether I like football.
Why?
What?
I can't do 4 games a day anymore.
No, I can't.
But when this I'm sitting through, I watched Japan Costa Rica.
Yeah.
I was like, I surely have better things to do in my life. Like, I could do anything in the world.
I'm in heaven. I can't lie. This week has just been perfect.
I was watching one game and I was lying on my bed. I actually turned away and looked at the wall because I just had enough.
Wow.
It was so... Some games were certainly boring as well.
I think you need to see someone.
When you're watching... What game was it that I was watching? It was Japan Costa Rica, bro. Like, that kind of stuff I can't watch all the time. Like, you really can sit through these drab nil-nils, bro.
I mean, yeah, I mean...
It happens every 4 years.
It's the World Cup feel, you know what I'm saying?
Certain games, obviously, like... If it's, like, a team that I have a little bit of interest in... but to be fair, I haven't been enjoying the shocks a lot. Like,
Saudi Arabia,
that is the biggest... Beautiful one of the game. Biggest shocks in World Cup history. Probably the biggest as well, because they came in as favourites, you'd say. Yeah. They had a 36-game unbeaten run. If they'd have won... Or drew, that they would have been level with Italy.
And
then they could have broken the world record.
And in the betting, they were like the top team that everyone was betting to
against
win the world
Saudi Cup. Arabia, who have an 8-0 on their record at World Cups.
Yeah.
But then to win that just
and coming
blew
from
me
behind,
away.
To be honest.
That just blew me away. I loved watching the celebrations. But the one I enjoyed the most was Belgium getting muddied yesterday by Morocco. I wouldn't say a massive shock, because Morocco are actually a decent team. If you look at
I think it's just great to see like finally, Belgium being humbled, because like this, I'm sick and tired of this. Golden generation.
What golden generation?
Oh, okay, no, but see, but that's the thing with that term, golden generation, is just BS. To do with England, and
it's bronze generation.
Like they get, okay, I get it. They had Kompany, Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard.
That's about it, really.
But see, the thing is,
they had good players like Witzel, Dembele, in midfield.
I'm not doubting that. Courtois. You can't have a golden generation. You can't call it a golden generation.
They haven't won anything.
Exactly. Like having the pairing of Tottenham centre backs and thinking you're going to achieve things. And literally performing like international Tottenham, who they show so much promise, and then when they get to the bit, it's like
their team was littered with Tottenham players, right? They had Dembele, Chadli,
Chadli,
Vertonghen, Alderweireld. Wasn't there another one as well? Like
probably
one of the
probably. You're so sad about Chadli. Chadli had to make his own chant on a Football Manager advert, and no one backed it.
Sorry,
no one backed it.
He tried to get his own chance.
So like, there was an advert where he showed that he's a foot manager player, and they used it to promote Foot Manager. Mm-hmm. And his chant was, "You'll be saying, I'll be playing at home, put myself on, and I'll be trying, oh, Nasa Chadli. And no one backs it. Not one person backs
it. Wait, were you telling me that the fans at West Brom did not take that on?
West Brom, Belgium, Tottenham, his household.
So you're a Football Manager fan?
I'm a Football Manager fan, yeah. Nice, okay. I love that game.
All right. We'll talk after.
All right.
I'm just Googling what team Nas Chadli plays for.
But no, I enjoyed Belgium losing, I can't lie. I enjoyed Argentina losing very, very,
he
very,
plays for
very,
I
imagine
very, very,
you
very
did.
Much. Just quickly, he plays
I enjoyed the after the game. What is Messi?
Oh, that guy. He's a piss taker.
What is Messi?
But did you see the Argentina fan trying to calm down one of the fans who was celebrating and trying to get in the scuff? And the guy was like, no. And he came. Oh, the ball's on it. I love it, bro. But the Argentina fan, he should know he's outnumbered, bro.
I know
Argentina, they travel well. Like, all of their fans, they really, and they fill out a stadium and they make noise as well. But Saudi Arabia in Qatar, you're outnumbered, bro. The Qataris are on their side as well, aren't they?
Yes.
But yeah, just for people who want to know, Nasser Çalhanoğlu plays for KVC Westerlo on loan from Turkish Super League club Istanbul Başakşehir here.
I'm not going to lie to you. When you said for the people who don't who wanted to know. I feel like there is nobody in the universe who wanted to know.
I met Tanya. Tanya maybe wanted to know.
I think Tanya even forgot that he played for Spurs.
Wait, hold on. He's on... How old is Nasser Çalhanoğlu?
33.
And he's still on loan?
Yeah, on loan from... Yeah, yeah. He's been loaned out to Belgium.
I think it's time to go Turkey, MLS. I think it's time to go MLS.
Those Turkish contracts are quite high, innit? So if they don't want me, I'll stay on the contract and then go somewhere else, innit? But anyway, whatever. Delete all of this Nasser Çalhanoğlu section.
You brought him up, bro.
No one cares. All right, let's talk about the most recent game.
Okay.
Can we talk about how this guy is dressed like a flipping Brazilian flag right now? Yeah, he's wearing a Brazilian top with a Brazilian flag draped around his neck like Superman, bruv. He's got the Brazilian flag hanging on his window. He's got a Brazilian flag. Stop pointing, bruv. He's got a Brazilian flag on his sofa as well.
There's Brazilian flags in the entrance.
Okay, yeah.
Everywhere,
if you guys didn't know, Junior is Brazilian.
Yes, so. And Abdi has this narrative that I hate Brazil, but
no. Obviously, you love Brazil.
He's like a Brazilian version of Tony Blair. just drapes him Britain.
I put some respect on my name.
He's the Brazilian Matt Hancock.
Hey man, shut up, man.
Man was in his yard grabbing Nyash before we came. I'm joking. So Brazil won. They've won their two games. Are they qualified now? Yeah.
Yeah. We're through.
Okay.
We're through.
So you beat who did you beat first game?
Serbia
are terrible, by the way.
I was actually quite worried for that game because the way they qualified, their defense and their record coming into the tournament, I was like a bit nervous that, you know, they might hit a sort of break.
They're very
like
much on paper team.
But, yeah. Mm. But, and who was it? Was it you who put in the group that Milinkovic-Savic is definitely a Twitter player?
That's what I think so, bro. Yeah, the first time I've ever seen him do anything in his career, bro, is score today. All I hear about is how no one watches. Be honest, no one watches Lazio. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. So if this guy wants a career, yeah, he's got to get a better profile. Like, go get an agent, do something,
get a PR company,
bro. Because
get some comps out there,
bro. I honestly think his profile must be like what Barca used to do back in the day and pay Twitter accounts. Yeah.
Oh my god.
To get to promote him, because I've never seen. All I see is Twitter highlights of this guy. No one's ever watched a Lazio game. Every time you watch a Serbia game, he doesn't show out. First time he's done anything, he scored today. Yeah.
But he gave the ball away for the Ghana.
Oh, there you go, innit? Well, that's what you get, innit, bro.
Cameroon, one of the Cameroon goals.
Yeah.
And Man United fans for the longest have wanted to sell Pogba, get him. Sell Pogba, get him.
You know what? And I don't know why. I don't know what for.
It's like, there's so many players that I like that as well. Like the Canada striker, what's his name? Jonathan David.
Yeah. I think the World Cup is exposing a lot of players that like Vlahovic as well is turned up
bench.
And nothing, bro.
He's holding bench.
And when he comes on, he does nothing.
Ooh. He's getting benched for Mitrovic, and Mitrovic deserves to bench him.
That's what
he's like. But hey, expeditiously, you have to hold that.
And then just now, we beat Switzerland. It was a tough first half.
And Casemiro showed up. Bro, Casemiro, he's your boy. Mm. Both your boys, actually. But Casemiro, like I said it before, he joined Man United. He's the best DM in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's showing up. And what he's done as well, like he's very good. Like, you don't stay in Real Madrid's midfield for that long if you're not technically secure like that. But he used it for Real Madrid. He used to get bare important goals.
He's
showing out now. Like, wasn't it him who scored the equaliser against Chelsea, the header?
Yeah.
And then again today, he wins the game for Brazil. He's a key player, man.
You know when he was about to join us? I don't know. You know what, I'm not going to say any names. But in the Man United group chat that I'm part of.
No, say names.
I was like, I'm joking. Do it, because I told them I'm going to plug the. I always, when I go to shows, I'll do my show, plug it into the group. I'm going to at him in the chat and say, yo, listen, just listen.
This bit's for you.
This bit's for you.
It's 18 minutes in. 18
minutes
for you.
There you go. This bit's just for you. He asked me, what will Casemiro bring to our midfield?
Freddie McTominay don't.
Or James
sense, brains, ability.
Man, I said it from I said it 4 years ago that the reason we lost to Belgium in the quarters last year was because Casemiro wasn't playing.
Oh yeah, well, and we had did to they not pick him?
Huh? No, he got a second yellow against Mexico.
Oh yeah.
Then we had to play Belgium and put Fernandinho, who scored an own goal, let Lukaku waltz through for De Bruyne.
Certain guys just don't play well for their country.
No, they don't.
Fernandinho
is one of them, bro.
He's hated.
Certain guys also, they're terrible for their teams and show out for their country.
Yeah.
Richarlison.
He had a poor game today, though.
Every time he got the ball, he just kept falling over. Yeah. I'm like, stand up straight, bro.
Yeah. And then when he came off, I feel like we were more like...
Obviously, Gabby Jesus comes on, isn't it? Yeah. But I do think you, from what I was seeing, I was watching it on the way here as well, but it looked like Rodrigo came on and played 10, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I like Rodrigo.
And Paqueta started at 10, because obviously Neymar's injured.
Yeah, I like Paqueta. I would have wanted him in at Arsenal, but he plays the exact same role as Odegaard, so yeah. I wouldn't want it.
But the thing is, I don't know why he went with Fred in there, I would have gone with
Bruno G and Casemiro is a solid.
Haven't they? I've heard. I don't know. You can confirm for me if it's true or not. Apparently, they have a good sort of in the past sort of partnership in midfield, Casemiro and Fred. I don't know if that's true.
Or yeah, I mean, because Fred has played the majority of games where Chichi's like played him, like in qualifying in Copa America. Like Chichi loves Fred.
I swear you say his name differently every time.
Chichi.
You said chichi, titi.
I've never said tight. The last two I have never said. But chichi, he loves Fred and.
Well, let's be natural in it. Elijah's
outside. Sign language, like I can understand.
Elijah's outside, so I'll let him in, bro.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Elijah joins us. He's a little bit late, but, you know, better late than never. Elijah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. It's been one of those days. Really, but yeah.
It happens.
You're talking to the mic, bro.
Yeah. but you good, yeah?
Yeah, man, I'm fine, man. I'm ready, excited.
What podcast are you from?
From the Aggregate Score.
There you go. Mm. So we got three podcasts.
And we've also got a majority Ghanaian podcast now.
There you go.
Okay. Yes, you go. Oh, so you must be gassed from earlier.
Yeah, super gassed.
Okay.
just for the listeners as well, you've both been on the podcast before, but you guys will know that Elijah's way more of a normal human being than Kojo.
Oh, my God.
And less of a sicko.
Oh, you missed the fireworks, bro.
Oh, did I? Oh, okay.
I wonder, who do you support?
I support Liverpool.
Certain man who has six places in 7-8.
The look of that, I was like, wow.
Certain man who claimed Darwin Nunes, bro.
Oh my God.
What do you expect, man? Also, I'm claiming Paul Konchesky won some while. Oh, so, you know.
How did you just walk into this? Let's go back to the World Cup.
I'm sure at some point he'll mention McTominay's name and I'll get angry as well. It is what it is, man.
Although he's not in the World Cup, so you have one.
Fair point.
Don't let him chat to you, bro. Yeah.
McFred and McTominay.
Yeah, bro, exactly.
Hey, we're going there, man. We're going to talk all the time.
Don't let him talk tough to you, bro. Like, you've got a recent Premier League title, man. These lot, they ain't touched nothing since Ferguson. So.
True.
That's nice, man.
Look at you instigating. Man's got the one on
Having said this,
everybody is playing catch up, so we move. Anyway,
Having said this, not seen a Premier League title since 2004, innit?
I was trying to take it back to the World Cup.
We're talking about World Cup, innit?
So I was just saying, to your point, Chichi loves Fred, and I guess from playing Casemiro and Fred all the time, they have developed that partnership.
Right.
And I mean, yeah, you see it at Man United as well. I don't know how much they've played together. I haven't really paid attention.
To be honest, yeah.
But it seems to work. But as Abdi always likes to point out, South American qualification isn't that tough. So I think it can work there. But when you're in a World Cup, if you're looking for
it's 10 teams, rough.
If you're looking for ball retention, Bruno G's the guy.
You go Brazil, I always say it, the best front six for Brazil, fully fit everyone, Bruno G, Casemiro, Neymar in the 10, Vinny, Rafinha when he's on it, and then Rodrigo, and then up front, Gabby Jesus.
I'd actually put Rodrigo instead of Rafinha.
Yeah, Rodrigo's on fire this season. I like him in that 10 role as well, you know.
He's nice.
Decent player, yeah. So, all right, cool. Let's move on to the good result today that you both are happy with.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ghana.
Ooh. Wait. Your work's not listening.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah. I'm on annual leave.
Man's planned the whole his leave on World Cup.
Bruv, if it was me, yeah. Work is listening. Yes, I watched it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Well, are they going to stop my eyes from watching it?
Fair enough. But like, so going into it, obviously you lost the first game against Portugal. It was a tough game. It was really entertaining second half, to be fair. Really gutting, I guess, to crumble the way that you did. But then,
can we talk about my man who did the celebration?
Oh, Bukhari.
I can't lie. I can't lie.
I respect it. I respect it.
I really respect it.
I can't.
I would have done the DX socket to Ronaldo. I would have ran over to the bench and done it, bro.
Hey, I felt like it was funny to see Ronaldo triggered by it.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
I
want to win the game. Oh, just get a draw, man. Get the ball and run back, man. I ain't got time for that.
No,
well, it's hilarious. That it was Inaki Williams, bro. Williams,
Inaki Williams, you flipping criminal.
Yeah, he slipped.
What are you slipping over for? I always think people would just slip over. Just idiots, bro. Are we slipping over for? I'm an idiot when I slip over.
Hey, he's talking about your boy.
He is still, I mean, because I know he's been linked so many times.
Who, Inaki?
Gerrard. He's just slipping.
Oh, when he slipped.
Oh. Wow, that was faster than
that. That was deep, man.
You man should be on the same side, bro.
Yeah, I that was a bit uncalled for.
Hey, man, I got to take my shots.
Hey, all I'm saying, is Eddie would have put that away, bro.
You know what? I'm a bit mad at him.
For not answering the call.
That is number one. Number two being, he then chose to go to Ghana. And watch it. And
he
three,
just wanted a holiday, bro.
Exactly. Number three, despite him getting an assist today, I still don't care. He's still making me watch Jordan Ayew.
I can't lie, Jordan Ayew. He played well today.
I said today he played well. But he still sucks. Jumba had a great day once in a while. But he left at some point. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
We're just with the throwbacks.
He's bringing out all the old school names, bro.
Denilson scored the whole, shaking his head thing. He got shipped off as well. Everyone has their day, man.
Fred on his good day is Denilson, bro. But yeah, just quickly.
You're saying that like I like him.
What is it with Jordan Ayew? Like he plays all the time for Crystal Palace. When you think, why isn't, like, you want to, if you play a front three, a three behind Edward, like with Zaha, Elise, Eze, but he has to fit in Jordan Ayew somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, what is
it? I don't know. I think it's just the work rate at this point.
Oh, mate, if your biggest characteristic is work rate, you're no good, bro.
He's a striker, and they talk about his work rate.
It's a pressing forward, bro. That's a new term these days.
Them ones, isn't it?
Collective side, jeez.
It's like when you tell Liverpool fans what Nunes good at, and they start talking about movement, pressing, work rate.
Elijah, stand up for yourself.
No. It's just interesting to see. I'm just hearing.
For a second, honestly, I forgot Elijah was a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
I was in my head. I was just looking at Mark opposite.
Oh gosh. Because
I know, like, Mark, he bites too much, bro. Like today, in the group chat, I put in, Abubakar from Cameroon, and what he said about Salah. And then Mark, he bit so heavy because he went on transfer market and looked at Abubakar's former teams. He goes, I really would like to look at all of these leagues. I would like to have played in all of these leagues. I was like, bruv. Oh, he was like, hook, line and sinker. I got you, bruv. But yeah, back to Ghana. What do you think of Kudus, bruv?
You'll take that one.
Do you know what it was? Yeah. Watching the first game, and I was speaking to a friend of mine from Ghana as well. I thought that first game against Portugal, we were so sloppy. I've never seen a team give the ball away so much. I was just looking at Kudus thinking, why is he playing as part of a three? He should just be the 10. Because when the ball was coming out, I was thinking, okay, that's nice. But we couldn't hold the ball so well. But in the second game today, fantastic. His first goal, Brill. Loved that. He was great.
Was he playing wide today?
Again, I think he was part of the three. I think we went 4-3-3 again. But maybe he had more license to get forward. But he was, again, you can see that kind of like Ajax DNA there. His passing, his silkiness, the way... His guy is like, he was perfect for me. But in that first game, I was like, we were so sloppy that first half, they should have just pushed him up forward with Williams. But Williams has been so starved of any sort of decent sort of deliveries or anything to kind of grab onto. But yeah, Kudus is going to be one for us for sure. Today proved it. But again, South Korea, man, they had too many chances. We were on the ropes.
Towards the end, when I was like, I couldn't understand why you were allowing all those crosses in.
But just quickly,
score from two crosses.
Just quickly, back on Kudus, it's going to be interesting when hopefully you guys clinch second place. Or, it would be great for you guys to clinch first place. But if you were to clinch second place, and if Brazil were to win their group, we'd see each other in the next round. Because Kudus had some fantastic words for Neymar. they had a bit of beef on the pitch and stuff, and he said, he goes, I'm not better than Neymar, but we're the same.
Matty.
I respect that. I respect that attitude.
Say that to Ronaldo, bro.
He said on the same day, like we're the same. We could do the same things. It's just he's a high profile. He's just a name.
Hey, you know what? I quote tweeted that. I said, "Let's go." He's wrong, but let's go. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's gonna be interesting, though.
You gotta back your boy. If he says he's good, he's like, you know that video of the guy that's sitting in the car saying, "Yeah, me and Messi on the same level."
Yeah.
If give me 2 weeks training, I can. back your boys.
I think the next game is the one I'm looking forward to because hopefully we've got Portugal and Uruguay on in the background just starting.
Yes.
If Portugal win,
try not to be distracted this time.
But I don't want to look at Ronaldo.
Bro, you were watching USA versus Wales.
But Ronaldo's on the screen. Ronaldo and Nunes are on the sharing the pitch. What am I watching for, bro? I'm saying if Portugal win this game, then that's a shootout. Uruguay and Ghana. Ghana only need a point, but like Uruguay, if they win, they go through. So it's basically. Mm. So I think for history and heritage sake, Asmojan start.
Bring
him out of retirement.
That is bad enough.
Start. or he should lead the team out, bro, at the start. And the Suarez captains the Uruguay. Or just let him fight. That's it. That's the way.
30 minutes before the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a scrap.
But are you guys confident you're going through?
What are you saying?
Do you know what it is? I feel like we might get a bit too excited. It just feels like it's too much revenge, and we might lose sight. But I still feel like we can get at them. The only problem for me is the control of the game. If we go up 1-0, 2-0, watching today, they should have not come back.
You afford them a lot.
And we let them hang around. So when that first goal went in, I thought, then the second goal, I thought, it looked like the momentum's going to switch. We should be able to get a point, to be fair, but I don't know, it just depends.
Yeah, it just depends.
It looked like Ghana were happy to just accept the pile on the pressure and anything, just defend it. Because for whatever you think about them, Amate and Salisu, they're both very good at the head on a stick kind of last ditch defending, all that kind of stuff. Salisu in particular, he was very good today. Yeah. But then you're always going to invite so much pressure. And they scored from two crosses, and for the next 20 minutes, Ghana just, inviting on all these crosses. Oh, someone get out and block it. What's the one who used to play for Fulham, the right back?
Dennis Odoi.
That guy should not be playing for Ghana. I don't know who he plays for, but Ghana is not it. He shouldn't be playing for them.
Wait, they left Jeffrey Shop at home, innit? Apparently, he doesn't know who he is. Premier League winner and plays with Jordan Ayew.
Crazy.
That is the issue with me and Ghana. It's against Portugal, we came back into the game and then we took off our best player, made defensive changes. We brought Jordan Ayew.
Then
we immediately conceded. And it's the goals that we conceded as well. That first half, Portugal weren't good, but we kept on giving, and Ronaldo was fumbling chances, but
that was a dive, by the way.
Oh no, it was. But the thing is, we kept on giving him chances to get there and do stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that against any other
team. That layout finish was really good though.
No, it was a lovely finish.
He was smiling before he scored, didn't he?
It's a lovely finish. And today the same thing, because when you're 2-0 up against South Korea, you shouldn't be giving them enough of a chance to get back into the game, and they scored two goals like that. You know,
it's funny that the guy who scored was Cho, whilst Cho gone in, Cho.
He's
sitting at home watching from a shisha.
What do you guys want from this game here? Portugal versus Uruguay.
I want Portugal to smack them.
Yeah,
simple
too.
As that.
So then they go into it with...
Have to win. But the thing is, the thing that's dangerous about that is if Ghana has to just get a point, I don't trust this manager to go out there and say, let's still try and get the win. He might just say, let's sit back. And that is bad.
Pressure is bad.
Because against Uruguay, Suarez aside, they got a quality midfield. Valverde, and so
they were really poor against South Korea, though.
They were. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm semi-confident. Stop saying his name because
he's not Diego Forlán. Is what I'm saying,
Oh no, he's not. But stop saying his name because if he scores against us, people are gonna come back onto this podcast, aka your co-host, and he's gonna chat rubbish. That can't be on my country's name. You know what I'm saying?
You think I'll be on that podcast if Nunes scores the winner?
I think the last time, I'm gonna bring it back to us because obviously it's relevant. I think the last time Brazil played Ghana was 2006 World Cup.
When R9 gave stepovers to Richard Kingston. Wow, what a great goalkeeper that was.
Dropped everyone.
Black was finest.
Dropped everyone. Scored. Yeah.
No, you guys were monsters.
But now you guys are a lot better than that Ghana team.
No, that Ghana was a good team. That's Stephen Appiah, Michael Essien.
Yeah, but as we were saying, the defence and goalkeeper, you know.
2014 Ghana, 2010 Ghana was peak Ghana.
Yeah.
I think you were literally a kick away from the semi-final.
I think 2006 was too early. 2010 was
Yeah, that's right. Kevin Prince Boateng, Suleiman Tari.
But now I feel like they've
prime IU, decent team. Man.
But now I feel like Ghana are probably, you know, better. Like if this Ghana team was in those tournaments, I want to see
all of these Ghanaian guys who are still waiting for England to stop with this foolish dream and go be a Ghanaian, bro.
Just say names.
Hudson-Odoi and Nketiah, bro. What are you mad thinking? Facts. You're not going to play for England, bro.
It's facts.
Go play for Ghana. Like, I would have loved to see the Jeremy Frimpong, but he chose to play for Netherlands.
He's a good player.
Like, I would have loved to see, and it's the same for, obviously, they're not in tournament, but Nigeria as well. I want to see Tomori go play for Nigeria.
I mean, especially with the bum Southgate, you don't want to pick him.
Like, Nketiah, he massively fumbled because he could have easily played for Ghana this tournament.
Yeah.
It's funny watching Nico Williams play for Spain, though.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to talk about Mbappe, player of the tournament so far? Maybe.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll say so. Jamie Carragher said after the first game that Pedri was the player of the tournament, having just played 53 minutes.
And also against Costa Rica.
Against Costa Rica, which is obviously he's hooping. Pedri's a top player. But I do think Mbappe he's running away with that at the moment.
Yeah, I think other than Mbappe, the person I'm really enjoying is Dani Olmo.
Yeah, he's very good. I like him.
He's playing so well.
Well, I mean, the Spain team, just generally the way they play. I said it last tournament. They probably should have been in the final against England. They battered Italy in that semi-final.
They played
the best football. Gary Neville was talking out of his arse when he says, "I can't see where the goals are." Just because they don't have a consistent goal scorer doesn't mean they can't score. Because let's not forget, they put five past Croatia in the Euros. It's not just anyone; it's Croatia. Croatia, who had just gone to the final of the previous tournament. So if you look at the way. Spain can score goals.
You're talking about Gary Neville, isn't it?
I know. Every time he speaks, if he makes a prediction,
it goes the opposite way.
It won't happen the next game, is what I'm saying.
Well, he goes back and forth in his own mind, like West Brom in and out of the Premier League. He's just charring.
I love it how Carragher's always calling him out on Twitter. But like Spain, I love the way they play football. It's just Enrique, he's actually the most successful Barcelona coach since Pep, isn't it? So no one has been as successful as him. He's a good manager. Obviously, it went badly for him because Messi didn't like him. But still, just generally, I like the way they're interchanging the positions.
I just think it's the defence and the goalkeeper.
To be fair, they've not been that bad defence. The goalkeeper, bloody hell. I was going to say something really rude, innit?
But you got Laporte and Rodri is not a defender.
No, but with Rodri, I think they can cheat a little bit because Rodri, he doesn't lack defensively and you've got extra passing and progression.
When you go to, it's the details when you go to the last stages.
When they played better teams, obviously, they did play one, they conceded. They hadn't conceded at that point through one game in 60 minutes or so.
And Germany had loads of chances as well they should have taken.
Yeah, they did. But I do think, if you look at the team now, it's starting to look a lot better than they're not playing Pau Torres and Eric Garcia in it, thank God. They're playing actually
but they're on the bench.
Serious footballers. Pau Torres is it? He's another Milinkovic-Savic, bro.
They are
that guy is only good on Twitter.
They are one injury away.
Do you rate
from
Pau
playing
Torres?
Eric Garcia or
Me?
Pau Torres?
Yeah.
No. I'm a La Liga fan. I can tell you right now. When I heard you were linked to him, I said, "Do not buy this guy."
I heard Man United linked him, hoping they would buy him.
No, they wanted to. They wanted to, and I was screaming, "You were wanting him? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. There is unemployed, which is exactly where he should be."
But that's what I'm saying. Like they are one injury away from having to play Pau Torres or Eric Garcia.
Yeah.
How can you not take Sergio Ramos, man?
I know. We didn't ask because obviously you weren't here, but what are your predictions for the World Cup? I know we started, so it's a bit of a cheat code. You've got to see the teams a little bit, but what are you guys' initial feelings? Who's going to win? Surprise package?
Or who has surprised you?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I think to win it, probably, I actually think France, I feel like Mbappe will put the team on his shoulders. But it's not like they ain't got ballers around them.
It's true.
Surprised me. Ooh, I gotta say Saudi Arabia, man. That victory against Argentina was sweet. I can't even lie.
Who did they lose to? Back.
Poland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And shout out Lewandowski, first ever World Cup goal. He looked mad emotional. And you think a guy who scored hundreds of goals in his career, getting emotional scoring at the World Cup, that's how much it means to players.
Yeah. To be fair, people are making it a massive deal out of it. He'd only played three games at the World Cup previously. He's never scored at a World Cup. It's not a Rooney who played like three tournaments and scored. Rooney. I mean, I said Rooney, you just didn't listen to probably.
Sure.
So yeah,
I mean, he played like Rooney, didn't he, before he scored? So.
I'll
go with my original thoughts. My original thoughts are actually you guys, Brazil. Yes. That was actually my original thoughts. So I was just thinking about stacked squads. France was a close second to mine. My dark horses were either Spain or Portugal. Because it's one or two. Spain passed their way to winning it, or Portugal absolutely lucked their way to winning it. It's one of the two.
Man said dark horses, Spain and Portugal. That's not dark squads, that's light skin horses, bro.
but the reason I called them dark horses. The reason I called them that is because when people are talking about World Cup winners, the conversations I was having anyway, no one's mentioning them.
But you're talking about stacked squad. That's stacked squad.
They do have a stacked squad, but no one was rating them. What I was hearing anyway. I don't know what you guys were hearing, but for me, no one was really like giving them anything. Surprise so far, other than Saudi Arabia, because I think that would be the easier way to go. Probably USA.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
They're better than what we all expect. Yeah. I think people just have this mindset of Americans being, you know, they're all just going to have a brain fart and start picking up a run with it.
Well, because they call it the S word. So that immediately
the
S just...
The one that jarred me was that I saw a post from someone called The Soccer Guy. Yeah, and he wrote, USA stands for Ultimate Soccer Awesomeness. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
The worst thing was before the game, they were outside the stadium going,
it's called soccer.
Okay, you know what?
All right. For England not to have beaten them then is a disgrace.
Yeah, that is it.
All right,
okay. We should actually just exit the tournament if we lost, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they came and their midfield bopped us, bro. Like that.
Tyler Adams is such a good player, man.
Tyler Adams, he showed Declan Rice levels. Yunus Musa, bro.
He's good. Very good.
I know at the start, he said, Bellingham, look him in the eye, bro. Little fun fact. A year or two years ago, we had a guy called Charlie, who is a scout for a Premier League club. I think you can guess which one. And his dad is actually responsible for like finding Eddie Nketiah and Emile Smith Rowe for Arsenal. And so he came on a podcast and he was talking. We asked him, "Who are your like?"
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who's next up in world football? And two players he said were, this is before he'd even signed for Real Madrid, he said Camavinga, and the other one he said was Yunus Musa.
Oh, wow.
So clearly he's got an eye for it as well. So shout out to him as well. Yeah,
because Musa was at Arsenal originally, yeah, before to Valencia, didn't he?
Yeah, okay. He came through at Haaland, didn't he? He's actually, he's like, what is he, like 18 or 19? Very young.
He's 19
as well.
Now, yeah. He's really good, yeah.
He's a hooper. Yeah. But I'm surprised I would say Morocco. Morocco, the fact that they played Denmark, should have beaten them.
Yeah.
Played against Belgium. I loved it. We all spoke about it earlier, but I loved watching them mud Belgium.
I felt really bad for Canada. They played really well against Belgium. Yeah, fell. Yeah. And then
Where did Canada get all these black players from? I would never expect. You wouldn't think Canada would be the next US men's basketball team, bro.
I mean, like, Drake is their spokesperson. Drake is their spokesperson. So
the whole team, like their whole team, is black. But still, like the way they played, is they had so much good approach, but just stupid decisions in the final third. There's one player who is the typical who defines Canada and the way they play. That Tejon Buchanan.
He'd be
tackling players. Energy, intensity, running through three players and then make a horrible decision. Cross it to Canada, bro.
Cross it to Canada. All right. Cool. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Because we've spoken about the World Cup quite a bit. We're actually going to do...
You going to talk about England?
I mean, we kind of did, but what you're going to say is they drew
0-0. Hey, I came on this last podcast, and the first thing I said, even after the 6-2 win against Iran... First thing I said I don't know about this Mason Mount. And then that punk who's not here, I'm going to say it again, punk, if he's listening to me, his name's Mark. He tried to criticise me and said, what do you mean I love him, bro? I have to deal with him every week, bro. You just see him. You think he's nice when you see him, bro.
Oh. Okay.
Have you been on this podcast with him?
No, I haven't actually.
Okay, cool. There you go. Exactly. Yeah, nice guy, bro. He's avoiding you, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's not a nice guy, bro. He was on here criticizing me because I was criticizing Mason Mount, even though England had won. He said he did his job. And he tried to say Mark.
Actually, I just want to step in and say, I don't think Mark criticized
He criticized me, bro. He said the argument was lazy. And it jarred me when I listened back. I was like, how dare you? A lazy argument is to say, oh, well, he done his job, though, and we won, though. That's a lazy argument. I can criticize a guy who played terribly, even though we won. So, I mean, who's lazy here?
But then you also went on record to say, oh, I'm acting a bit like Tanya, you know, a bit negative.
Okay. Are you Mark's lawyer?
Everywhere,
no,
he's a big man. He can defend himself.
I'm not defending Mark, but I'm just saying that you're.
But yeah, the point I'm making is that we saw again Mason Mount. He's just a busybody. Yeah, I mean, a lot. He's got good qualities, but what does he actually do on the football pitch?
That's I do think Foden should have played ahead of him.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
I mean, if and Madison's the changes fit, were late as well. To be fair,
yeah.
Man took off Bellingham and put on Henderson.
Apparently, Henderson's going to start tomorrow.
Crazy.
So I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, that's a bit.
Yeah, even, that's what I read.
Even as a Liverpool fan, he's
Henderson's going to start tomorrow. Don't be shocked if it happens and you see it.
Yeah, he will. I think he will.
It's looking like a 2-1. 2-1
win.
It's a 2-1 game, Callum.
So, is that going to be Rice, Henderson, and Mount?
Oh, good lord.
I'm not watching.
What day is that on?
That's tomorrow, 7 p.m.
I might be
tomorrow.
Busy.
Oh, then. I'm at work. That's lovely. All right.
You cool work here. Can I work?
Janelle's on annual leave. Can I go back?
Henderson's starting. Sorry. Now, if Foden, how can you. You might have wanted to start Foden, but how can you not bring him on? Especially when you're chasing the game. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. You saw what levels, didn't it? We saw.
But even the subs that came on, everything was lethargic. There was no urgency. They just looked. I don't know if they looked tired. They just looked. I don't know. Because one thing I was going to say last week, and I forgot, I actually thought it was like a benefit for teams like England, especially England, to actually play a World Cup when their players are on form. Because what happens is you play after 60 games a season, then you go into a World Cup, players are tired, and we never see we never see the best England, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I felt like when we went into the Iran game, I was like, oh, this is good. The players are in rhythm, they're playing for their clubs, they're not too tired, the season's just started. And then you see the USA game and I was like,
take it back.
Yeah, fully.
But the way is, you mentioned the word form, and the thing is, he's not picked players on form. You know
sorry, I take everything I said back.
You know what I mean?
Sean Maguire is killing it in training, but we don't know his form.
But this is right. But this is what Gareth Gates does. Like, this is what he does.
Is that why there's confusion when he's giving out the team sheet because he starts a lot?
Mount. That was Abdi.
Shout out to Gareth Gates, man.
I'm writing it down. All right, cool. Shall we just move on? I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so we're going to do, away from the World Cup, we're doing another draft. We did one last week. Those results will be posted. We're doing another draft. Abdi, do you want to talk us through it?
Sure.
Because you're just concentrating on the Portugal game. No,
honestly, I turned away because Darwin Nunes was on the ball in it, so I just turned away. But yeah, right.
Bruh, he's had more like credits on this podcast than I've ever, like, you've mentioned him so much.
What would you see when he ends the season on like 20, 25 goals? What would you say?
I can't wait until 2095, bro.
Wow.
Or whatever, innit?
What is happening? Wow.
I can't, okay, well, what? We wait 10 years for him to come good. But anyway, Did I press that?
Wow.
That was completely unintentional. That was my mic wire. I did not do that for Darwin Nunes, bro.
Yes,
you did. But anyway, we're going to do a draft like we did last week. You guys will listen to the podcast last week? I know you guys do. No, neither.
Yeah, just say yeah for the Yeah, of course.
We did we did a World Cup draft, so players in the World Cup. This one is a different one. I thought about it this week. Is a South American players in the Premier League draft. So shout out to Phil Fellers. I definitely nabbed a concept from them this week. But it's a good one. So there isn't any rules. There's no like two players per team because it's just any players. But it's also Premier League history. So we're going to go by like, it doesn't really matter if you think of them in terms of what they were at their best. If they weren't at their best in the Premier League, just try and build a team
Okay.
Goalkeeper, right, whatever, you know, all the positions. And Junior is the person who's gonna, he's got a pen and paper out, so he's gonna do.
And I'm gonna tell you the order as well.
And there's order as well. We did do a random draw, like we, like Mark does usually. And what was the order, Junior?
Firstly, going up,
I feel really professional when
is
I do
me.
That.
Second is Kojo. Third is Elijah. And last, as always, Abdi.
As always, there you go. See, there's a conspiracy against me.
Well, it's not a conspiracy when it's actually like the internet.
So yeah, that's how, that's the order of it's going to go. But then the second round, Kojo will go first. And then Junior will go last. So yeah, Junior will sort out the order. Try not to get mess it up like you did last week. Because there were times where Tanya had more players than...
All right, so you don't have to bring that up.
Junior, actually, we looked at the teams this week. Junior had 12 players. He had a 4-4-3 team, bro.
Why are you hating for, bruv?
So, yeah. But, yeah, let's do it. And, Junior, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Or
do you, you want to go first? Who's your first pick?
So, my first pick is I have to go for Sergio Aguero. You're pretty upright.
But I feel like that was coming in it.
I mean, if you don't pick Aguero, so I'm gonna pick Aguero. I mean, it speaks for itself. Aguero, and then I'll just leave it at that.
You did have to do that, man.
No, I just, I just had to, because it is what it is.
Yeah,
no, I still remember that commentary team. You know, Manchester, you're still alive here, Balotelli, Aguero.
And that's Balotelli's
only assist.
I swear,
you'll never see anything like this ever again.
All right, man.
So watch it.
What are you doing?
I've watched that a million
times,
bro.
It, man.
You watched it a million times. Like, just stop
I have
lying,
to delete this whole thing, bro.
Just stress me out.
Martin Tyler will come and claim
up,
this podcast.
Kojo, who's your first pick?
All right, I'll go Luis Suarez. That's as sick as that makes me. Yeah, I have to put him in. Again, speaks for yourself. His record.
As a Man United fan and a Gunner.
Honestly.
And a black person.
That's a triple killer.
My word.
But yeah, record speaks for itself, man. The guy was fantastic. So, Luis Suarez.
Elijah, you're up next.
I'll go with Martinelli.
Martinelli?
Wow, Martinelli in the first round.
So, on the left?
Yes, please.
Interesting.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I'm actually surprised he's made it all the way to me. But I'll go Alexis Sanchez.
Okay, on the right?
No, on the left.
Chile.
Yeah. Alexis Sanchez, you know, as much as, you know, I had enough of him by the end, but the guy was phenomenal for us. He carried us for like at least three seasons, so.
Okay.
All right. Kojo,
let's go Alisson.
Oh, you're a prick, man. Oh, that was my next pick.
Alisson. Oh, I mean, there's not many great South American goalkeepers in Premier League history from what I remember. So
you remember correctly. I was debating picking a goalkeeper first because...
Yeah.
But then I was like, I can't...
You can't leave Aguero out, yeah.
Would you say he's the top three Premier League goalkeepers ever?
Alisson?
Yeah. Top five, maybe?
No. No.
Because when you think about Premier League goalkeepers, everyone, they're always just default to Schmeichel.
I think
Petr Cech is the best.
That's my personal one as well, yes. Cech.
Mm. But Alisson, like, who compares to him lot? Like,
I mean, I guess his only competition in Premier League history will probably be Van der Sar.
Van der Sar's, yeah. Van der Sar will be up there as well.
Yeah.
I think Alisson's top five, in my opinion.
Top five, I'll take, yeah.
Consistency. Look what he's doing for Liverpool this season, man.
All right. Just because of time, Elijah.
Thiago Silva.
Ah, that was my next pick.
Good pick. Good pick. Ah.
All right. Abdi?
I've got to think about this tactically. There aren't that many great fullbacks. So I've got Pablo Zabaleta.
Ooh, that's a nice.
Where?
Right back. Would you have? Well,
I don't know. You're a bit of a maverick, innit?
I forgot about him as well.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to get Edison just before all the goalkeepers are gone.
Yeah, good shout.
Decent pick, Edison.
Yeah. All right, so we're now at Elijah first.
Oh gosh,
I need to write my players down as well.
I mean, if you want to look, do some research. If you're a waste man, we'll do that.
All right, I'm gonna have to pick my boy. I'm gonna choose Nunes.
Matting, all-time Premier League South American.
I need to write Martinelli and Nunes.
Martinelli, Nunes, interesting.
Well, and Thiago Silva.
Man's got current players.
No, I know, but. Damn. No, I hear it. Though. They're still good players regardless.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Abdi?
Oh, I'm next.
I mean, yeah, that's the order.
Can I have Carlos Tevez, please?
Up top?
Yes.
That was going to be my next one. Flip.
Okay.
Damn.
My next one is Gilberto Silva.
Oh!
The silence in the room.
Oh, I've got a fantastic one.
Kojo, your third player.
Veron.
Ooh. I mean, he flopped from two teams.
Midfield three on the left side.
We'll figure out later.
Three midfieldmen. Yeah, it goes.
Nice. Yeah. That was a nice plug. All right. So we're now at Abdi first.
Yes. I got a good one. Fernandinho, please.
Nice.
Oh. Don't ask me where I'm going to put him. He's playing centre mid, bro.
I mean, I kind of guess where he's playing.
Don't ask me where's Zabaleta playing, bro.
Could have played him at left back.
Goalkeeper. Huh? I'm joking. Come on, listen.
Okay. I'm going to go left back. I'm thinking
left back or right back?
Guys,
you can talk as well. Like, we don't want dead air, bro.
You know what? He had an awful time at United, but I'm gonna go Angel Di Maria.
Good pick. That's a very good pick.
That's a good pick. Yeah. That's
a very good pick. So, Kojo,
I know we shouldn't be focusing on this, but when Ronaldo steps up for free kicks, why do people get excited, bro?
Yeah, that should have died a long time ago, man. Ooh,
you always go straight to his head, don't worry.
Matton. Yes. I'll go left back Gabriel Hintze.
Very good pick.
Did I spark your thing by saying left back?
When you said terrible time, and I was thinking at United, I was like, oh yeah, because he waited to go to Liverpool. He definitely hated me. Yeah. But yeah, Hintze, yeah.
All right, cool.
Was it him whose his wife said Man United looks like the back of Manchester looks like the back of a fridge?
No, that was Di Maria.
That was Di Maria.
I mean, some parts he's not lying.
I'm thinking someone just for step overs and vibes, but Robinho.
Robinho on
nice
the
pick.
Right.
Nice pick.
It's interesting.
I was never a fan, to be honest.
You don't?
No,
I just didn't like him as a person.
Okay.
Personally.
Oh,
all right. So we're back at the beginning, and so it's me. all right. I need to think about this.
Well, what are you guys? You can talk.
I don't have any defenders.
I think I have a midfielder in mind, yeah, but.
Oh, okay. Midfielder.
Can we have a rule? We all have one terrible pick. Think of one howler.
All right.
I feel that's fair. I'll do
that. Oh, I'm going to pick Juninho to play.
Paulista. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good shout. That is a good shout.
Cool. Kojo, you're next.
I'm going to go with Elano.
Oh, I was going to pick Elano. Oh, that one. I was going to pick Elano. I swear to God.
Other side of the midfield. So I think of a DM, but yeah.
Good stuff, Elano.
Yeah. That was a good pick. Elijah? Your attack's kind of sorted because you got Martinelli, Nunez, Robinho.
I'm going midfield. I'm going to say Bruno.
Yeah.
Bruno G.
I was thinking about Bruno.
Good
one. Where? Shall I just put his name down?
Yeah.
All right. Just a midfield. Abdi?
Oh, it's me already.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to go with a left back. I'll go Silvinho.
I was going to say Silvinho.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Forgot about him.
I was going to say Silvinho.
Good shout.
Heritage.
Okay. Kojo, you're up next.
Let me complete my midfield. Get Casemiro in there.
That's a good...
Oh, I've got a good one. I've got a tasty one.
Elijah?
You guys can have Fred, by the way, if you want.
man, you can keep Fred. So what are you thinking?
I was thinking of midfielders.
Yeah.
And
there's still like there's actually like a really massive name that plays for the club that you support.
Oh, okay. Actually, yeah, I'm thinking. Sorry, how could I? Prime Coutinho, actually.
Okay.
I have him in midfield.
I like you had to say prime.
Yeah. Not now. That's actually not who I was talking about. But okay, good pick still.
Oh, are you saying from
Liverpool?
Yeah, but he's washed now, isn't it?
But. This is all
time. Actually, there's a cat. Actually,
I feel like you put Coutinho, bro. He's written down.
Yeah, Coutinho's there now. Yeah. So wait, so Liverpool?
you don't need it anymore.
He was bald at 21.
At 19, I think you're fine.
At 19, yeah.
Abdi,
I just clocked. Nice one.
I'm gonna go for. He hasn't played well for his new club now, but I go Rafinha.
Yeah.
On the right, Leeds Rafinha.
That's a good shot.
All right, so it's my turn. All right, okay.
What are you looking for?
I don't have any defenders.
I put no defenders at all now, I don't know. Actually, I think one.
You like going top heavy, innit?
Me?
No, I mean...
Oh, well,
yeah.
Oh, man. Attackers. I'm worried because the only defender I can actually think of...
How many players have you got on team?
Me? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sabaleta was a good pick.
The only defenders, like central defenders, that are coming to my mind, which is worrying, are Gabriel, not the Arsenal one now, the one with the horrible smile.
Oh, Valencia.
And David Luiz.
Stop giving away names, bro.
Well, you're gonna pick Gabriel.
I would have picked David Luiz.
I'm gonna pick David Luiz.
I can't lie, that's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm worried because I think there should have been like other centre backs that could come to my mind. David Luiz.
Got one person now, actually.
Who's next?
It is Elijah.
I'm gonna say my third midfielder would be Oscar.
That is
good shout.
Left the Premier League way too early, innit?
Yeah, but he was just
right. So now you finished. Yeah, you just need defenders and a goalkeeper. My Abdi.
A phone boy. Well, since he said his name, I'll pick current Gabriel.
Current Gabriel. You're welcome.
How do you say it? Magalhaes?
Magalhaes.
Magalhaes. Gabriel Magalhaes. That other Gabriel, he was a bozo, bro.
He was a real big
bozo. He was a good player, but he had just had no ability to learn the English language.
So disrespectful.
Do you know who him and this player came from the same cave? Carlos Tevez.
Mascherano is my next pick.
Oh, what?
I swear that when I was thinking about this draft, yeah, Mascherano was going to be my centre back pick.
For goodness sake.
Thank you, Abdi.
How does Mascherano come? Oh, you think about West Ham thing?
No, because you went the same cave as Tevez and they both signed for West Ham. Oh, you saved my life because I was not ready for you as my son.
I don't even want to do this draft anymore.
Kojo, you're next.
I want to make a tactical change real quick. Can you put Suarez on the left?
Okay.
Because Hernan Crespo is my striker.
Mad. Oh. Good pick. Oh.
That was a good pick.
Good pick. Very good pick.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. No, honestly, the Mascherano thing jars me, bro.
Abdi, you're next.
Since when am I after Kojo?
Kojo? The rank, the...
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the next round.
Don't worry about him. Sorry about him.
All right, so what's my defence right now?
It's Silvinho, Gabriel, Zabaleta.
What's my midfield looking like?
A Fernandinho.
Just Fernandinho. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to pick a guy who, he wasn't super consistent when he played in the Premier League, but there was one season, especially when they went to the Champions League final and won it, where he was a baller and he had the crazy energy. Yeah. I'll go for Ramirez.
Okay. That's a good shout.
Ramirez.
Yeah. I really didn't like Ramirez.
I hated him before he joined Chelsea. Like when he used to play for Brazil, I was like, who's this guy, man?
So it's me next and I don't have any fullbacks. But Belletti played for Chelsea. So
good one.
I'm going to go with Belletti.
He had a shot on him, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
And also, you just triggered something in my mind.
Okay. Well, you're not next, so. Kojo.
I'm not going to be next.
I'm next. I've only got one defender.
Yeah, Heinze.
All right, let's go Brazil. Alex.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking, bro.
Oh, with the shot, yeah.
That's a good shout. Elijah. You are next.
I'm going to pick Valencia as my right back.
Which one? Enna or Antonio?
Antonio.
Okay. Enna Valencia, right back. You're taking the piss, bro.
He didn't swap up, though, that Valencia you just made.
Yeah.
He got stretched off for the second time, though. It's like, bro, are you injured or not?
So, okay, so I don't have... Oh, wait. One, two. Okay, so I don't have... So I'm playing 4-3-3. So I'm playing Gilberto Silva and Juninho. Behind Juninho, I'm going to have Paqueta.
Oh, good pick.
Ooh. Very good pick.
Okay.
Very good pick.
Kojo, you're next.
I've got what I've got left.
You need a right winger, a centre back and a right back.
Okay, I'm not sure if this guy was a winger. You guys can confirm with you, but I'm going to put him there anyway. I'm going to go Gus Poyet.
Good pick.
That is a good
I remember that volley he scored for Chelsea.
That is a Premier League classic, that is right there.
Throwing all the way back.
Elijah, you need defenders and a goalkeeper.
So I thought of a defender. I'm going to go for Colaccini.
Oh, man, that's what I was going to pick. I'm dusting that because I really don't have anyone to pick.
Good shout.
That was a good one. Got everyone. You know it's a good one when everyone goes silent.
Yeah.
Abdi.
Want to play anymore.
Abdi, you need a midfielder, a centre back and a goalkeeper.
Alright, I'm going to go for my one howler pick. And to be fair, you haven't adhered to this rule.
Okay.
So
yeah, I don't actually think I'm going
actually
to.
I'll put that on pause right now.
Okay.
I'm going to go for a goalkeeper before because I know some of you don't need goalkeepers as well, innit?
It's actually just you and Elijah.
Okay, well, let me go for it quickly. I'm not a big fan of him as a person, but he's a decent goalkeeper. So I got him, Martinez.
Oh, fair.
It's a good goalkeeper.
All right, Kojo.
Penultimate pick.
You know what? I'm going to have to go makeshift because I can't think of any of our right backs right now. So a guy that was a right midfielder that's going to go right back.
I know exactly who you're going to say.
I'm going to go Norberto Solano.
Oh, that's a good one.
That wasn't who I was thinking, but
and he's got one.
Does anyone else need a right back?
Me.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to say it. I'll wait till you pick a right back.
Okay.
Your centre back.
Left back, but he's a right back, isn't
it? Why don't you pick up left back? I've got a good left back you can pick. Do you want me to tell you?
Come on.
Andre Santos.
I thought of him ages ago.
Oh, I got one who's worse than Andre Santos. Alex Tellez.
Oh, Lord.
I got a good pick for you. I can give it to you. I don't mind you. Put Belletti left back. Right back, you can play Maicon.
Maicon?
Play for Man City, innit?
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was all for Man City, but...
Oh, yeah, and all of you have picked right backs. Yes, Abdi. It's fun, that. My brother.
You let me go for Solano.
No, when you said the guy who's a right midfielder who can play right, I thought you can pick Jonas Gutierrez.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I remember Maradona, when he was manager of Argentina, he goes, my three first names on the team sheet are Messi, Mascherano, Gutierrez. And everyone's like, what?
Elijah's, you're up.
Could Gutierrez play centre back by any chance?
No. That's pushing it. But shout out Gutierrez because he came back from cancer, innit?
And saved Newcastle.
I'm going to go another Brazilian. I'm going to have Rafael, the twins. You know, I'm going to have his brother at left back.
So you want his brother at left back. Yeah, so yeah, Fabio.
Fabio was always the better one, though, innit? Fabio was the better one.
No, Rafael was better.
Yeah, it was better.
No, Rafael just had that one highlight where he scored that bang against Arsenal.
What did Fabio do?
Fabio would always play left back though, and I remember he played him in Champions League final at left back. Wasn't even Champions League final, but like big game.
That was through like having no choice to.
He
has as many highlights as Darren Gibson.
that's the Ferguson effect. How many of those bums never play for? Bro, I'm trying to stall because I don't have one. You think I'm doing this?
Well, you need a midfielder.
I need a midfielder.
Yeah. You've only got two in there. You've got Ramirez and Fernandinho. So you've got no creativity.
Yeah, you've got a faster creativity.
All right, I'm going to go for a nice heritage pick.
Go on.
It's a bit of a out there one, but a guy who scored a screamer at the Emirates. I was there that day and we lost to Hull City. I got Giovanni.
Wow.
Oh, the guy that cut in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good shout.
So my turn, and I don't have anyone at left. Oh, yeah, because you've all got right backs. That's fine. So I'm going to go for my left winger. Oh, you've all got left wingers as well. So it doesn't really matter. So my left winger is a Asprilla.
Oh, Faustino Asprilla.
Yeah.
I mean, I was way too young when he was in his prime, but yeah.
I mean, played Newcastle, love him. So stick him in there.
I thought you were going to pick Anthony.
No. Moving swiftly on.
Just found out my daughter's refusing to sleep. That's great.
So the next person, and this is the last round now. So you've got to finish your teams. Elijah. You need a goalkeeper.
Okay. Oh, wait. Did I need a centre back as well? Oh, no, I've picked one.
No, you've picked Colaccini.
Okay, I've got to go.
You just need a goalkeeper.
Oh, gosh. This guy played for Spurs, Gomez.
Aurelio Gomes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The bottom of the barrel. There's Ospina as well, you know. He was just sitting there.
Oh, was it Ospina? Yeah.
Ospina.
Too late you picked Gomez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was also Bravo who played for Man City, but.
He's a howler.
Is he a howler?
He's better than Gomez.
Did anyone pick Edison? Did anyone pick Edison?
I did.
All right, cool. Can I pick Is it me next?
Yeah, and you've already got a goalkeeper.
I know, I don't mind. Yeah, I've got a goalkeeper. That's fine. I'm just trying to think of. For the centre back, can I pick a player who's not a centre back there?
Well, I mean, we've got Solano playing at right back. So,
alright, cool. Because I want to fit in my team. Because I want to fit in my team, can I just play Gabriel Jesus?
Wait, where?
Yeah, centre back.
That is a howler.
Just joking. Centre back.
That is a howler.
Wait, have you all picked?
No,
forwards?
I'm joking. Don't put him there.
I didn't put him there.
Have you all picked forwards?
Yeah.
And we did pick Gabriel Jesus. Yeah.
No. We've got Aguero, Crespo, Nunez, and Tevez.
Yeah, I can't lie. You got to pick
Nunez.
Nunez.
See, this is what happens when you talk too much because I had one in my mind and I forgot it.
That's not my fault. All
right, cool. I'll pick one. I do criticise him a lot, but he has been good at times.
Okay.
I've got Romero.
All right. You're an idiot, but cool. Because you could have put Fabinho at centre back.
Oh, I wouldn't want centre back. Fabinho's a bum now, isn't it?
No. This is all time. What are you talking about?
It's all time.
Well, what? Romero's actual centre back now, isn't it?
Okay, fine. So yeah, Maicon is my right back. Thanks, Abdi.
Oh, man. Who am I picking?
And then to end it off, Kojo, you need a centre back.
Okay. Good luck, Rocky Junior.
World Cup winner. Nice. Put some respect on his name.
Mustafi's World Cup winner, bro.
That's true. That's true. I've got two names in mind. One is a makeshift, one is an actual centre back.
Well, you're last, so just talk us through it. Like,
okay, so I'm stuck between, well, I was thinking Fabinho, but he's when that centre back wasn't, for me, wasn't that. It was good. Yeah. It was good for a bit, and then it sort of dwindled off bit by a bit. And then the other one.
And he was bored at 19.
And he was bored at 19. And the other one I'm thinking about is Martin Demichelis.
Demichelis was one of those guys, who always got the criticism for company's mistakes.
True.
That one season when they won the league, he was much better than Kompany, and Kompany would always get there.
But the way is, I've got two highlights in my mind that scream at me that he sucks. Rashford. Number one, Rashford, and number two, Champions League final when Milito did a simple,
turn. That was the most basic skill.
Honestly, I left him for dead. So just for that, I'm going for Fabinho.
you could have got Otamendi.
I was about to say that.
I was thinking about Otamendi before, but I was never a fan of him, so I. Just can't put him in for that sake.
Bet money Tanya would have put Richarlison in it somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so
Carlos Vinicius.
Stop. Stop. We're gonna end this podcast.
He plays for Fulham when Mitrovic is playing. It's like, mate, it's like you're better playing no one, bro.
Boy.
There was also Felipe Luis, who was a
Chelsea.
Yeah, but you put Belletti left back, didn't you?
Yeah.
You could have put the actual left back.
I'll stick with Belletti. Okay. So let's go through the team. So my team. Edison in goal, Maicon right back, David Luiz, Mascherano, Belletti at left back.
That's a good defense, man.
Gilberto Silva at the base, Paquetan, Juninho, the creativity, Asprey on the left, Di Maria on the right, Aguero up top.
Yeah, that's
that's a good team.
Kojo, gone with probably the best goalkeeper out of all of them. Alisson, he's got Hines at left back. I don't know why I started left back. Solano at right back is the story here. then he's got Alex and Fabinho at centre backs. Hines at left back. Casemiro at the base. Veron and Elano. Very creative. Suarez on the left. Crespo up top. And Poyet on the right.
A lot of makeshifts there, but we'll take it.
Yeah. It's like you've got an injury hit squad, so you're just trying to sort it out. Yeah. Elijah has gone for Gomez. Aurelio Gomez in goal. Valencia, Man United, right back. Well, and Wigan, I guess, was right wing back. Colaccini and Thiago Silva in centre back. Your team's very good in the air, actually. Fabio at left back. Then you've got very creative midfield with Bruno G, Coutinho, Oscar. Then you've got on the left, Martinelli. On the right, Robinho. And up top, Darwin Nunez. Then Abdi has gone with Martinez as your goalkeeper, Zabaleta on the right, Romero and Gabriel, centre-backs, Silvinho left-back, Fernandinho and Ramirez as maybe the double pivot, Giovanni just ahead, Sanchez on the left, Tevez up top, and Rafinha on the right.
Nice.
Can't laugh, you got one. All right, can I change it for can I change it for a howler?
Change what?
Change what?
I wouldn't change Silvinho for Maino Figueroa.
We're gonna
make it make sense.
Hey, he's got a great goal though.
He did.
Yeah, that was
bad. Slovenia ain't scoring goals from that distance. No, I'm joking. Don't change it.
I didn't change it, bro.
It's just for comedic effect.
No, I haven't changed it. Don't worry. And yeah, that's our draft. And I guess
we'll get Mark to post it on socials if he can be bothered.
Wow. Why always a dig?
Hey, yeah. I need a break. You need a break for it. You need a break from talking, bruv. You chat rubbish in your normal life, bruv.
God, just sending shots, man.
He's actually going to want to punch me next week if he listens to the podcast.
Nah, don't do that. Come on.
You're such a good guy, Mark. You know, Darwin Nunez is a good striker.
Okay, you don't have to.
Damn.
Sorry, the condescension in his voice.
Don't lie, but thank you guys for.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Saving us. Appreciate it. Kojo, you've been. You're actually good this episode, you know, like you haven't been scumbaggery.
Scumbaggery.
I was bad the other ones, man. I was terrible, man.
Listen, there's one episode he sent us a voice note and Junior played it on the podcast.
Pure
scumbaggery, bruv.
That was jokes, though. I remember, it's jokes
for you, but it's annoying for me.
Well, there's a saying in Brazil, if you say what you want, you have to hear what you don't want. So I feel
I like that.
I like that one.
Keep your sayings to yourself.
This is my
podcast. There's a saying in Brazil, you're in England, bruv. Well, there's a saying in England is, I don't know. That wasn't a good moment for me.
And with that, we'll see you, we'll catch you on the next exciting episode of We'll Talk About That Later.
Peace, guys. Sports Social Podcast Network.